Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the second Sunday of Advent challenges us to prepare a royal highway in our hearts for Jesus so that we may receive him as our Savior and God during Christmas. We should also be prepared for his daily coming into our lives in the Holy Eucharist, in the Holy Bible, and in the praying community. We are asked to be ready to meet him as our judge on his second coming, at the end of our lives, and at the end of the world. In the first reading, the prophet Baruch introduces Yahweh, the God of Israel, preparing the way for and leading the Babylonian exiles to Jerusalem. Hence, the prophet invites the weeping Jerusalem to rejoice and to go to high places to watch the return of the exiles. We too are asked to return to the Lord from our slavery to sin during this Advent season. In the second reading, Paul advises the Philippian community members to prepare themselves for Christ's second coming by practicing Christian love and by leading pure and blameless lives. John the Baptist in today's gospel challenges the Jews to prepare their lives for receiving their long-awaited Messiah. They are to get ready by repenting their sins, renewing their lives, and expressing the repentance by receiving the baptism of repentance in River Jordan. Once, during Christmas shopping, a mother was running from store to store buying certain things during the Christmas season. Suddenly, she became aware that the little hand of her 3-year-old son was not no longer clutched in her hands. In panic, she traced her steps and found her little son standing with his little nose pressed flat against a frosty window. He was gazing at a manger scene. Hearing his mother's near call, he turned and shouted with innocent delight, "Look, Mom, it's Jesus. Baby Jesus in the hay." With obvious indifference to his joy and wonder, she impatiently jerked him, pulled him away, saying, "Son, we don't have time for that." Dear friends, 1 week back we had Thanksgiving celebrations, and this week we are going to celebrate the Feast of Immaculate Conception of Our Lady, Feast of the Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe, Jubilee of Mercy, opening of the door, and then the Christmas. The Christmas, actually, the marketing as well as the business sector has already begun. In between, let us not forget the Advent season. The season of Advent is a time given to us to prepare ourselves for the feast of Christmas, to prepare ourselves so that Jesus can be reborn in our hearts every day. So, the life messages that the Liturgy of the Word today and the second Sunday of Advent invites us to follow are, firstly, we need to prepare our hearts and lives for Jesus, our Savior, to be reborn in us during this Christmas time. We have to fill the valleys of our souls formed from our shallow prayer life and a way of living our faith. We have to straighten out whatever crooked paths we have been walking, like involvement in some secret or habitual sins or in a sinful relationship. If we have been involved in some dishonest practices at work or at home, we are called to straighten them out and make restitution. If we have been harboring grudges or hatred or failing to be reconciled with others, now is the time to clear away all the debris. As individuals, we might have to overcome deep-seated resentment, persistent fault-finding, unwillingness to forgive, dishonesty in our dealings with others, or bullying attitude. And we all have to level the mountains of our pride and egocentrism by practicing the true humility of rendering humble service to others. Secondly, we need to repent and seek forgiveness from God and fellow human beings. John's message calls us to confront and confess our sins. We need to turn away from them in sincere repentance and receive God's forgiveness. Next, we need to forgive others who have offended us and ask forgiveness for our offenses. Jesus is very explicit about this in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. He says, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your sins." And thirdly, let us pray to the Lord that we may be faithful to His call and prepare ourselves for His coming. It is not that Jesus is born in the manger once and for all, but may we prepare our hearts to receive the Prince of Peace every day. Let us also be aware of our unworthiness before the Lord and receive Him in our hearts, in our houses, in our lives, in our praying community, and in our country. May the good Lord bless each and every one of us in this regard. Amen.